calling us and checking in with us right during a wax, I think, right now is Joe Hagemiller. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Dirk.
What do you...
Actually, we don't have any racing tomorrow, so I'm still at home.
Okay. Joe Hagemiller, head coach of the men's and women's Nordic skiing teams. Couple of Tech athletes faring very well at the Nationals up at the Michigan Tech Trails. And I guess first and foremost, Joe, I know how worried you were, and rightly so, about whether or not we're going to have enough snow for this event. And thank goodness it's been working out great, right?
Yeah, Mother Nature came through right at about the last opportunity it had to come through. And then we just have a fantastic group of people that are excited that the races are here and are really pitching in a lot. Our organizing committee has been doing a fantastic job, and all my colleagues from around the country are really noticing how hard people are working to make sure that the races are first class.
Well, Joe, we talked about the the lack of snow, and obviously we got enough, and you guys did some work on the trails to get it ready. Where are we? Would you prefer to have more snow, or what we have is perfect for the races that we're running?
Actually, what we have right now is perfectly fine. It's not your normal Keweenaw Peninsula snow, but it's super fast and really fun racing for the athletes. And even us coaches, when we're testing, we don't mind it being a little bit faster so that it's not quite as much work to go up and down the hills when you're going around.
Well, how about the races so far? You got two in the books now with the classic distance race on Sunday and then the freestyle sprints yesterday. I guess overall thoughts on how your team and athletes have performed?
Well, the first race was 10 and 15K classic, and that was definitely presented us some unique challenges in that usually, when we roll into these races are the biggest races in the country, and one of our key target race series for the year, this and the NCAA championships, usually we're coming in with a good month plus of racing under our belt and probably a month and a half of skiing before we get here. And this year, we had all our races in December canceled, and we're roller skiing most of December. So this was some of our first days actually skiing in groomed tracks on the classic skis. And so it was definitely a challenge in no classic races. But we had some people that really performed well. Some other people performed okay. And then we had a few that first classic race of the year, it was a little tough. But I think, we had some that bounced back pretty well. But on Saturday, Andrea Lee had a fantastic race, and Gaspar Cunot was out there putting down a good performance as well. And then there were a number of other people that performed pretty darn respectable.
So you
and
had...
yesterday in the sprint, we probably better move on to that, hey guys?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that you had your top guy on Sunday was Gaspar, and he was, 49th, I think, and then you get two guys into the top 30 yesterday. Just the difference in technique, or was the difference in distance, or what was the how does that happen?
Well, it definitely the different distance, different technique. I think both those things probably factored into stuff. Diedrich Elsett is his forte is really the sprinting. He can race distance, but if you look at his best results over his life, they've been sprinting. And he was on a good day. Unfortunately, he had a little bit of bad luck and somehow caught a ski tip and went down about 300 meters in the semifinals. So you're kind of feeling like, boy, what would have happened had he not gone down? Mm-hmm. It would have been fun to see where he would have ended up, but still to end up in the top 12 in this field is good accomplishment for our team. Yeah, Gaspard, he was racing pretty well, and he also took a little bit of a tumble in his quarterfinal. So that's another one where it's a little bit of a bummer. But that is sprint racing. You get six people out there racing head-to-head around the trail. around a 1600 meter loop, it can get a little dicey, and you know, sometimes people go down, and that's kind of part of the sport.
We got two more race days. I know there's folks out there that probably have no idea. They've probably never seen Nordic skiing in their lives. If they wanted to come out and watch some of the U.S. championships, what's the best day and time to come out and do that here as we close out the U.S. Nationals?
Well, both these next races are going to be really user-friendly as far as a spectator coming out that isn't really an aficionado of the sport, because we have a mass start on Thursday, so they'll fire the gun, and all 100 racers will go off at one time and go around the course together, and the first person to the finish line wins. And those will be distance races. The women are going 20K, the men are going 30K. To put that into miles, we're talking over 18 miles or 30K, and the 20K is over 12 miles. The athletes will be... they'll be working hard, and when they finish, they'll be spent. and then on Saturday should be a day where, if you're interested in seeing some really good competition, the sprint racing is pretty neat. If you were to show up probably around noon, the rest of the afternoon, there are just heats going off of six gears at a time, and it's pretty exciting to see, you know, how these athletes are working hard and going fast and figuring out who's going to win out of those six skiers. The first two that cross the line keep moving on until we get to the finals, and then the top three are on the podium in the finals.
Pretty awesome. Joe, I think you guys have done a great job. I think everybody realizes that, and if they don't, they need to stop on by and just check it out, and just how many people it is bringing into the to the community here is something to be said, and I just think it's really neat, and I'm glad we got the weather that we needed, and we encourage people to head on up there and check out some of those sprint races on Saturday or whenever you can.
And it's absolutely free, too. There's no admission charge to get in. Just come on up and dress warm.
All right, Joe. Well, hey, good luck the rest of the way. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. We'd be glad to see any fans out there that want to come and cheer on the Huskies.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, he's born to run and ski. That's Joe Hagenmiller here on Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. Congratulations to Brent Baltus being named the WCHA Offensive Player of the Week with his couple of goals at the Great Lakes Invitational. And, Wes, we wish you safe travels to Lake Erie.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you too. Safe travels to Arizona. And I'm a little jealous that you get to go down to Tempe or Glendale or wherever it is, and I'll be in Painesville, Ohio, which is east of Cleveland, which is a little bit different. But
shades, there not much difference. We're talking shades.
Look forward to the weekend, and hopefully both basketball teams can keep it rolling, and the hockey team can get some big non-conference wins.
Absolutely. That's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93.